Philippians chapter 4. You have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Very familiar passage. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, if God will be our help, on this thought. When we're too weak to stand. When we're too weak to stand. Amen. He said, all that we can do, said, I can do, we can stand up and poke our chest and say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. When we realize tonight where our strength, where our power comes from, it's not in me, it's not in the flesh, it's not even in our family. Sometimes our family can't help us, but I want to say there's a Savior sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for me and you, praise God, who's a perfect Savior and a perfect help in any time. Amen. And He's there to minister to us. Amen. Whenever we need minister to, He's there to minister for us. Amen. When we don't even know what to ask within ourselves. I'm glad He sent that sweet Spirit of God to speak to our hearts and speak through our hearts when we don't even know what to say. Amen. Have you ever been to a place you don't even know what to pray for, how to pray for it? Amen. But the sweet Spirit of God just overshadows you. Amen. And it's just like there's a connection between you and the Lord. And you just sit there and go, praise God. And you know that there's communication going on. Amen. It's from down deep in your soul. Praise God. It's the Holy Ghost of God making intercession for me and you. Praise God. I mean, a line of communication between us and the Father. Amen. Glory be God. And I tell you, it don't get no better than that. Praise God, because next thing you know, praise God, the water will start running out your eyes. You don't know where it come from. Amen. You'll get the glory and praise in God. Amen. From the depths of your soul, praise God. And you'll say, where in the world? But praise God, I don't know where it come from, but I'm glad it did. Amen. Amen. When we're too weak to stand, the weakness overshadowed us. Amen. When weakness comes upon us, remember what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul run into the same situation. He run into a situation when he was caught up and he didn't know what was going on, but there was a thorn in his flesh. He said, the messenger of Satan to buffet him. Amen. Lest I should be exalted above measure. But look what he says in verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 8. He said, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me. He said, there was a weakness in my flesh. He said, there was some things that was hindering me. And he said, I talked to the Lord three times about it. Amen. I wonder how many times we've talked to the Lord about some things in this flesh, praise God, that's bothering us. Praise God, we think, well, you know, it's never went away. But I want you to look at what it says. And he said unto me, talk about the Lord, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. So what do we see here? You see, when Jesus Christ, when His strength is made perfect, when is the Lord's strength made perfect, praise God, when you're your weakest. Yeah. Amen. When you feel like you've totally messed up, when you feel like you're the weakest person in the world, praise God, that's when the Lord is the strongest. Amen. Amen. Ain't you glad it's that way? Amen. When you feel so weak at temptation, at trials, and everything else is coming at you, and you feel like you just don't know what to do, praise God, I'm glad that's when He's the strongest.
Amen.
Amen. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. Amen. So we ask that question, where is Christ's strength? Amen. It's when we're the weakest, praise God. In weakness, He is strong. Glory be to God. That's when the power comes upon us. When I'm too weak, when my flesh, praise God, when I don't have the strength to go on, amen. When you don't have the strength to go on, praise God, there's something better, glory be to God. In Ephesians, He said, I can do all things through Christ. He said, the strength's in the Lord, amen. What happens to us always in this old flesh, we don't channel the strength from the right source. We'll back up and try to regroup this flesh. Amen. When we need to back up and regroup with the Lord Jesus Christ, let Him be that help, praise God, that strong help, that fortress, praise God, in the time of trouble. Amen. He's able to do that. if we'll just let Him, amen. God knows exactly, He knows exactly every one of our weaknesses. Do you know that? God knows our weaknesses, amen. And He knows that we have weaknesses. He does. Look on 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. There hath no temptation, amen, taken you, but such as is common to man. Amen. He said He knows we're weak. He said He knows those weaknesses will come. He knows that flesh will rise up. He knows that that flesh will give in. He knows we're weak vessels. Amen. And that we need help. Praise God. And He's that one that can help us. Amen. When we are the weakest, when you think you're just as weak as can be, overcome just as much as you think you can be overcome, praise God, that's when Jesus is strong. Amen. You know the time when the devil's the scaredest? When you're at your lowest. Amen. When you get on your knees before God, your face in your hand, and you say, "Oh God, help me." That scares the devil to death. Amen. He can't do nothing with it. He can't intervene there. He can't come in that. Praise God, there's nothing He can do when you're in the presence of God. Amen. When you're weak, praise God, there ain't no more power on this earth, praise God. And when you're on your face, on your knees before God. Amen. That's when you're strongest, praise God. He said He knows that we have temptations. And there's no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. But He says, but. I like the buts of God. But God is faithful. Amen. When we are our weakest, Paul said, that's when I'm strongest. God says, my grace is sufficient for you. Amen. My grace is there, praise God. He said, I'll minister out my grace even when you're weak. Even when you're down. Even when you don't know what to do. Even when you don't know what to say. Praise God, He said, my grace is sufficient for all your need. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but with the temptation also may make a way of escape. Amen. He said, now He'll make a way of escape for you and for me when we're weak. And listen, hey, if you try to tell me, preacher, well, in my Christian life, I've never been weak. Preacher, I've never had a weak moment. I want to say you're a liar. Amen. Every one of us have weak moments. Every one of us have moments, praise God, when we know that we could have done better. Amen? As far as I know, there's none of us arrived yet. There's none of us perfect yet. We all have weaknesses. Amen? But I want to say that Paul said, praise God, when I'm weak, glory to God, that's when He's the strongest. Amen? So the next time you preacher say, why are you preaching this? Because next time the devil comes along and says, look at you, you old weakling. You're not very spiritual now. Amen. Say, praise God, devil, listen. Said, you just like, wait a minute. I'm just looking for a place to regroup, get on my knees, and talk to my heavenly Father. Glory be to God. And everything's going to be all right.
Amen.
Amen. Things is going to be looking up in a little while. Glory be to God. It's going to get better now. Because when I'm weak, praise God, He's at His strongest. Amen. See, what the world don't realize when they try to beat a Christian down, they don't realize when they get you down, that's when the help arrives. Amen. When the world beats you down, when the world's a beating on you, praise God, that's when the help will show up. That's when the Calvary will come. That's when the portals of glory will come. He said, are they not all ministered spirit, praise God, and God, and glory be to God, sent forth glory to God for when you need them. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God that you, those that's caught up in a pout will come out with a shout. Amen. Glory be to God. You get so excited you won't know what to do with yourself. Amen. One minute you're weak. Praise God. Next minute you're shouting to glory. Amen. Realizing what God's done. He knows when we're weak. Amen. He knows we'll be weak. But praise God, He's always there with us. Because God said we'll be weak, but He said He'd never let us be a failure. Amen. See, I'm afraid we get caught up in weakness sometimes. I think we don't really get in this thing because we're afraid of failing. Amen? We're afraid, well, preacher, I'd really get in and go for the Lord, but I'm afraid I'll fail and mess up. Well, you never, hey, you know what I'm saying? You never know till you try. And I want to say, praise God, our weaknesses, when we're weak, when we realize, God, I'm not sufficient for the job that you've given me to do, praise the Lord. And He'll say, I know that, praise the Lord, but I am. Amen. I mean, I told you, when I was running from the Lord, finally I got down on my knees on the riverbank. I said, oh God, Lord, I can't do this. I'm not eloquent of speech. I can't speak. I felt like Moses. I said, I can't do this. But God, if you want me, praise God, I'll do whatever I can. But I'm going to need your help. And it's like He said, that's all I want you to do. Amen. Just be a vessel. Amen. Glory be God. Somebody's afraid to do, wouldn't even stand up in front of the school and do a book report. Just take a zero and make it up some more, Brother Bill. But glory be to God. God touched my heart. He put a preach down in my soul. Glory be to God. He said, if you'll just go out and just be a vessel. Amen. Just open your mouth. He said, praise God, I'll feel it. Amen. Praise God. It's what He does. Amen. That's who He is. We can't be afraid of our weakness. Praise God. And we can't be afraid of failure. We got to realize today, praise God, failure is not an option. Amen. You hear what I said? Failure is not an option. Praise God. Because the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 1 that those that are born of God and are born of the Lord, those that's been born again. Are you hearing me? Those that's been born again, praise God, that they're kept by the Lord. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 5. He said He's delivered us. Well, verse 4 said, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and it fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. See, we've already made reservations. Amen. In a place called heaven. Amen. And He said, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. So He says, we are kept by God. Amen. If I had to worry about hanging on and holding on and keeping hold, praise God, it might slip out of my hand. But praise God, I'm glad that I ain't the one doing the keeping. Amen. And you ain't either. Praise God, there's a great big God that loves us. It's Lord Jesus Christ that's a keeping us. Praise God. He says, I've never lost a one. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's never lost a one. He said, Father, of all those that you've given me. Amen. He said, I got them all right here. Come one day, coronation day, praise God. Are we going to stand before God the Father? And He said, hey, Father, here they are. Glory be God. I've kept them all. Amen. Praise the Lord. Presented. Amen. Look at John chapter 10. Remember what they said in John chapter 10? The Lord told the disciples when He was talking about them being His sheep. Amen. I don't know about you. I'm one of God's little sheep. That means I don't know how to go around much, praise God, but I'm just following the shepherd. I don't try to do a whole lot of thinking to the spiritual side, praise God. I just follow the shepherd. I believe sometimes we try to think this thing too much. Amen. Let me just say this, glory be God. Sheep ain't supposed to think a whole lot. You're just supposed to show up when the shepherd hollers. Praise God, when He comes to feed you, jump in there, praise God, and be fed, glory be God, and then just rejoice in the shepherd. Amen. Amen. That's what He says we're supposed to do. Glory be to God, we're trying too hard. Amen. We just need to be following the shepherd, listening for the shepherd. John chapter 10. Amen. John chapter 10 and verse 27. He says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Amen. That's pretty simple, ain't it? A little child could understand that. But listen to what He says, verse 28. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. That means a little old sheep won't have to worry about starving to death out in the wilderness. Won't have to worry about getting out there and the old wolves are snatching you up. Won't have to worry, baby, praise God, about being under now malnourished in the journey. Amen. He said, there's not going to be none of that happening. He said, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. Now watch what He says here. He says, my Father which gave them me. Amen. It does not say that give them to me. Amen. He said, my Father which gave them me. Amen. In other words, the Father gave us a shepherd. A Father gave us somebody to look to. A Father gave us somebody to be a help to us. A Father gave Him somebody to encourage us. A Father gave Him somebody to die for our sins. Amen. Across the Calvary. And we might have somebody to look up to. Amen. Praise God. He said, He is greater than all and no man. Last time I looked, that's what I was. I'm just a man. I'm just a person in the flesh. But I've got a spirit living inside me. And he said, God's got me. He put me in the hand He's put me in His hand. I'm covered by the blood. Praise God. He said, no man. He said, even myself, I can't get out of His hand if I wanted to. Amen. Praise God, but I never want to. That's the safest place you can be is in the hand of God. Amen. In this crazy, mixed up world that we're living in, the safest place you can be is in the hand of God. Amen. He said, no man's able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. He said, I and my Father are one. So he said, hey, listen. He said, there's no holding on, trying to hold on, hold out, hold together, praise God, within yourself. Praise God, we've got somebody that's got a hold of us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Every time we get afraid that we're going to fail, every time we get discouraged, praise God, just realize that somebody's got you. Peter said, he said, we're kept by God through the Lord Jesus Christ and through the Spirit of God. Amen. We've got all three on our side. Amen. If they be for us, who could be against us? Amen. Praise God, we're winners all today. Amen. Praise the Lord. We on the victorious side. Bless His holy name. Why? Because you say, well, preacher, how do you know? Because it's the Lord Jesus Christ's business to keep us. Amen. You know what? Did you hear what I said? It's His business. That's what He got in business to do. Jesus Christ got in the business, the soul-saving business, not to lose us again, but praise those that that were lost, when He finds them, He saves them, and He keeps them. Amen. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, the Bible, He says, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Now notice what Paul says here. Watch this very carefully. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. He said, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. It does not say, I know in whom I have believed. Doesn't say that. He said, I know whom I have believed. He said, there was somebody called me, Brother Robert. And he said, that somebody I heard. That somebody I believe. That somebody I'm following, praise God. And I put all my faith and my confidence in Him. He said, I know in whom I believe. Amen. He said, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed against Him, unto Him against that day. Amen. He said, I know whom I believe. I know who's going to keep me. Amen. See, a lot of times, let me say something. A lot of times we get into the New Testament, and we are the New Testament church. Ain't that right, Brother David? We are the New Testament church, but we don't realize these same principles have been played out throughout eternity. Amen. The same principles that's in the New Testament were types in the old book. Amen. Pointing us to the new one. Pointing us to the Savior, praise God. Pointing us to that blessed hope that we'd all have one day. Amen. Praise God. Look at Isaiah chapter 41. Isaiah chapter 41. Look what the Bible says. Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. The Bible says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I like those I am. They go with me. I love that. Amen. For I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. So much for the weakness. Amen. Yea, I will help thee. So much for the failure. Amen. Praise God. He said, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Praise the Lord. Sounds like we're in good hands. Amen. I ain't worried about weakness because He's strong. I ain't worried about failure because He said He'd uphold me. Amen. I got a witness, praise God. I got a help and a hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless His holy name. He said, I am with thee. And He said, I will help thee. What more do we need? Amen. That's a promise of God. God can't lie. And if He said, I'll be with you and I'll help you, praise God. Guess what? He's here. Amen. Wherever you go, there He is. Bless His holy name. Down verse Isaiah 41, verse 13. He said, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help you. Amen. Praise God. I'll help thee. He said, hold it. He said, don't worry about it. He said, I got you, and I'll help you. He said, just give me your hand. Amen. Just give me your hand. Look at Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 1. He said, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and He that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, and I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God. If there was any doubt who it was, he said, I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Amen. Who's going to do it? Jesus Christ is going to save us. The Lord God Almighty is going to be on our side. He's the one that's going to walk beside us. Amen. Praise God. When we're weak, when we worry about failure, praise God, God says, hey, listen, youngins, I got this. Amen. You say, we just supposed to quit, not try? No, we're supposed to strive for perfection. Strive to do right. Strive for perfection. Strive to do that that's right in the eyes of God. Amen. But He said along the way, God said He would help us. Amen. So that we don't miss the mark. Amen. When we pull that bow back, praise God, for toward the target. Amen. The Lord God, I like that picture where it shows the surgeon in the operating room. You ever see that picture? They got them, a lot of doctors, where they got a surgeon. I mean, one that truly loves the Lord. They got a surgeon. He's over at the operating table. He's got his mask and everything. Got the scalpel in his hand. And he's getting ready to make that decision, getting ready to do his business. And you see the Lord's behind him. You see those hands reach around and just get a hold of His. That's what God's saying. He said, praise God, youngins, we got this. He said, I'll be there. I'll help you. I'll encourage you all the steps of the way. Amen. I'll encourage you. I'll be there for you. And He's done it throughout the ages. 2 Chronicles chapter 32. 2 Chronicles chapter 32. Remember when Hezekiah was there and the Assyrian army was surrounding them? And they didn't know what to do. The Assyrians, they was all around them. In Hezekiah chapter, 2 Chronicles 32, down about verse 8, or first verse 7. Let's start verse 7. It says this, the Bible says, be strong and courageous. Be not afraid, nor dismayed, for the king of Assyria. Amen. For all the multitude that is with him, for there is more of us than with him. Amen. Kind of sounds like Elisha, don't it? When he's down there at Dothan, and the servant said, "Well, he says, Master, didn't you know that during the night we were surrounded? The Assyrians are on every hill. We're surrounded in this valley, and there's no place of escape." And Elisha comes out of his tent, out of his house, wherever he was in, rubs his eyes, looks up, said, Lord, open my servant's eyes and let him see what you've already showed to me. Amen. Glory be to God. The servant looked around, and between the Assyrian army and them, praise God, was a host of heaven in chariots of fire. Amen. Glory be to God. Could you imagine, glory, the host of Assyrians is on the mountain, chariots surrounding the mountain with men and lances and swords and spears and bows and arrows. And praise God, when a servant could see, amen, see God Almighty, he seen chariots, but they were chariots of fire from the Lord. Bless His holy name. Goes on, verse 8 says, with Him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight, watch this, our battles. Amen. Why don't we just give in, give up, quit fighting the battle, let God. And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. Amen. He said, youngins, I know it seems like He's more of them than they are of us, but God Almighty said this day is the Lord's. Amen. So there's more of us than they are of them. Amen. Glory be to God. Bless His holy name. So we see, He said, I'm with thee and I'll help you. He's still the same God. Has God changed? Can anybody tell me where He changed? He ain't changed not one bit. He's still the same. And He still promised to be with us. He still promises to help us. Amen. He still says that there's no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. Amen. But he said God would be our help. He's promised to help us in those times of temptation. Amen. So we see it in our weakness. We see when we're thinking about failure. But what about when we're just living in our old evil, pernicious ways? Amen. What about when we're just continuing in our own bad habits? Amen. What does God say about that? Amen. He says we gotta ask God to forgive us. He said, repent or perish. Amen. Look at Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. And I'm just about finished. I'll quit in a minute. Galatians chapter 6. Amen. In let's look at verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Amen. Hosea 8 and 7, remember what it said? He said, sow to the wind, you'll reap a whirlwind. Amen. But he goes on in verse 8, it said, for he that soweth to his flesh shall the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Amen. He said, the help is in the Lord. And he said, when you get weak, praise God, the Lord said He'd be there, that He'd be there with you, and He'd be there to help you. When you feel like a failure, He said, God's Word says, He said, I am there with thee, and I'll be there to help you. When we get caught up in our evil deeds, when we get caught up in our bad habits, the Lord God of glory, He said, I'm there with you. I'm there to help you. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying there's no reason to stay in that place. Get away from our evil deeds. Get away from our bad habits. How do you get away? By getting closer to the Lord. Amen. By trusting Him. By saying, Lord, I need some help. Amen. And He said, I'm with thee and I will help thee. Amen. He said, I'll be there for you. Praise God. I'll be there for you. He said, and that's where you back up and you say, Lord, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. See, a lot of times we look at that and we say, well, boy, the Lord sure is helping Brother Rex. And boy, the Lord sure is blessing Brother Scott. Boy, hey, he's so spiritual. Amen. But God said, but it doesn't say this one or that one. And God picks and chooses. But He said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Amen. He'll strengthen you. He'll help you just like He does me. But we got to search for Him. We got to seek for Him with all of our heart that we might find Him early. Praise God. The best place is with Him. So we see that we've come full circle. Amen. We went from where He said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Why? Because when weakness comes, He said, that's when I'm strong. He said, when failure comes, He said, no. He said, I don't need to hold on and I had to hold on and hold out. Praise God. He said, God's got a hold of me. God's holding me. God's keeping me. Amen. Because he said that's when I feel like I'm weak, when I feel like I'm a failure, when evil things come my way. Praise God. He said, I put my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he takes over and he does for me what I can't do for myself. You say, well, how do you know that? Because we have a promise of the Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 and 4, he said, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he arose again the third day. How? According to the Scriptures. He said, this thing's come full circle now. He said, why? Because God said so. Amen? Wait, you say, Pastor, how can you have so much confidence? Because God says so. Amen? The same God that said Jesus died and rose from again, that the Scripture said, because God said so, is the same one, praise God, that said when we're weak, that's when we're strong. He said when you feel like a failure, praise God, he said that's when God will lift you up, that's when he'll hold you up, that's when God will help you along. Amen. He said when you feel like you're evil and wicked and you got bad habits, praise God, he said that's when you can cast your cares upon the Lord because he cares for you. Amen. He says, I can do all things. You say, well, preacher, are we? He said, I can do all things through Christ Jesus. Amen. Through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Amen. So we've come full circle. Full circle. When I'm weak, when I am weak, that's when I'm strong. Amen. When I'm too weak to stand, praise God, the Bible tells me that he'll stand for me. Amen. I love that poem about the footprints in the sand. Amen. Where he says, you know, I'm going along and there's two sets of footprints in the sand. But it seemed like that the worst time of my life, they was just one set of footprints. Amen. But he said, he's like that prodigal. He said, when I come to myself and I realize, praise God, that was because Jesus Christ himself had just scooped me up and was carrying me. Amen. Glory. You say, Lord, where were you? He said, I'm right here. He said, I got this. I got this. It's all right. Praise the Lord. He says, Father, I got this. Amen. You see what Peter was talking about when he said, casting your cares on him because he cares for you. Amen. Listen, he loves us, Brother Rex. And if he has to, praise God, when we're weak, when we're failing, when we're getting caught up in bad things, praise God, he'll pick us up and he'll carry us out. Amen. I love the story of the three Hebrew children. Let me tell you this, I'll write quick and I'll quit. I'll hush, I promise. Amen. The three Hebrew children, they stoked that fire seven times hotter than it's wont to be, than it ever been. The king told them, said, you take them men, their hats or coats or hose and everything, amen, all wrapped up, and you throw them in that fire. And it killed the men that threw them in the fire were slain because of the heat coming out the door. They slammed that door shut. Amen. And the king looked down there through the port and he said, I see three men walking in the fire. He said, there's four men walking in the fire. And he said, fourth is like the Son of God. Amen. But I didn't notice till a while back. But he said, the king come down there and he hollered at them three Hebrew children. He said, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, come out, come forth. And those three Hebrew children, Brother David, they come out of that fire, amen, to the king, and said there wasn't even a smell of smoke on them. Amen. But let me, this will help you. Where's that fourth man? He's still in the fire. Amen. He's still in the fire for every child of God that needs him there. Amen. He's still in the fire. And he's still walking there for you, and he's still walking there for me, and he'll carry you through the fire. Amen. Glory be to God. No matter how you get there, who throws you in, how hot it gets, the praise God, the Savior's still in the fire. Amen. Praise God. He's still in the fire fighting business. Amen. He's been fighting the fire and fighting the devil and the fires of hell. Amen. Praise God since eternity beginning. Praise God. And he knows how to keep you safe from the fire. Praise God. He said, well, preacher, why don't he come out of that fire? Because somebody might end up in there praise God, he wouldn't be there for them. Amen. The Bible said he's still in fire. That's the God I serve. That's the confidence I have. No matter what I go through in this life, praise God, my Savior's still in the fire for me. Praise God, he'll be there to protect me. Amen. When I'm weak, when I'm failing, when my old bad habits kick in, praise God, I can just plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And amen, he'll pick me up in that fire. Carry me out of there, praise God, safe, without a thing on me sins, praise God. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying I'll never have to feel the heat of the fire. Amen. Bless his own. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. When we are too weak to stand, praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ said, I'll stand for you.